Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C.O.G., whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Please sit up in heavenly places. We've got work to do this morning. We're having a special Thanksgiving session at the end of the word session. So much to do. Amen. Amen. Wow. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm going to be speaking somewhere around the subject of faith this morning. And I'm going to talk about laying hold of the things that God has promised. Laying hold of the things that God has promised, or the things that God has already done. You're supposed to lay hold of it. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. Everybody, let's read it together in concert, loud and clear. One, two, go. Now it's becoming cold. You started like this, then you went down. Give some life to it. Want to go now? Yeah. So there is a fight that is called the good fight of what? Faith. So Paul is speaking here and he's saying to Timothy, young man, fight the good fight of faith. I want to believe that you remember the story of that particular woman in the Bible. The prophet came to her and prophesied when he saw a need in her life. He saw she needed a child. Then he came and spoke. In fact, she didn't really want all that because she had told herself already that I'm done with that. Since maybe I still love God, despite the fact I don't have this, it has not changed anything. Now, she's seen herself going to the grave without a child. She married her husband and everything. But she just felt like, it's fine. It doesn't stop me from loving God. Then the prophet came around. She did some beautiful things. She saw the man of God. She attended to the need of the man of God. She built an upstairs for him and kept a bed there, a reading table, everything that he would need for comfort. As a result of that, the heart of the man of God got stirred. And he was like, what kind of woman is this? Everything I need. And so anytime you pass, this is your house. If you're passing, it's your house. Nobody goes there. It's your room. So just go there. So each time the man of God will pass, he would go there and just lay, you know, rest, maybe fast and pray and all that. And one day, the man of God realized that because of the act of generosity of this woman, I need to do something about her. So he asked the servants, go and check, look around her house, and even ask her if there's anything she needs. So he looked around and somehow he said, I realized that there's no child in this house. Nobody's crying, nobody's coming in and going out, just the man and the husband. He said, wow, that's serious. So we need to attend to that matter. And somewhere along the line, the prophet came and he prophesied, and after he had prophesied to the woman, you know, according to the time of life, she had a baby. Are we here together? And the Bible shows that this boy grew up, and while this boy was growing up, something happened. Eventually got to the farm with his father, and he started shouting, my head, you know, like that. And the father said, please take him to the mother so that she will attend to him at home. As soon as they got home that day, please listen to me. As soon as they got home that day, the Bible says that the child died. In other words, the good thing that has been done to her has now become something that will cause her sorrow upon sorrow. Now, imagine how many years she had waited, and eventually, she didn't have the child, but she didn't bother herself. Since, okay, so I've gone through that stage of mourning, and now I am fine. Now, you've given me, why did you take this one again? But the woman had an understanding that if God has given her this, then God is able to keep it and preserve it. Paul said, I am persuaded that what he has given to me, he's able to keep it until the perfect day. So the woman didn't listen to anybody. She went straight to the man of God. And you know the story. Eventually the man of God came around and the boy that was dead came back to life. But why did that happen? The woman held on. Somebody say, hold on. I'm not saying it loud. Can you say, hold on? The woman held on and said to herself, what God has given to me cannot be taken away from me. I believe it that no devil will take away this child that God has given to me. So when they were telling her all manner of things, she did not change her confession. She kept saying, all is well. They said, madam, are you okay? Is everything fine? The child lying dead in the house. But she said, all is what? Well. Meaning that I refuse to agree that what God has put in my hand will slip out of my hand. That's a confession of faith. She believed with all her life. Many times a lot of believers are quick to give up. A lot of believers are quick to just relax and say, okay, let's just leave it like that. Or God has given you something and it looks like Satan is about to drag it up your hand and you're allowing the devil. Listen, if you allow the devil to take an inch, he will take a mile in your life. And that's why Paul said to Timothy here, he said, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. The fight of faith is not a fight to collect something that is not yours. It's a fight to hold on to something that belongs to you that someone else is about to take. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So when you're talking about the fight of faith, it's not a fight with demons. It's not spiritual warfare here just with demons. No, it means God has given me something. I have laid hold of something in 20 days of glory. I have received the prophetic word. Even though I have not seen the manifestation, I see the word of God. I see the things that God has given to me, and no devil is able to take it away from me. Some of us have received testimonies, instant testimonies, and some of you have received the word from God about what he's about to do in your life. You must not allow any devil take what belongs to you. It was said concerning the wonderful servant of God, Smith Wigglesworth. At a particular stage in life, the wife was sick. And the wife was, you know, terribly sick. And she was at the point of death. A very similar thing, very similar to what happened to the wife of Bishop David Edipo, happened to the wife of Smith Wigglesworth. Healing did not happen immediately. Intense prayer made. She continued to pray. Then eventually, she lived far longer. She became healed and lived far longer than they ever expected. Why? Because the husband refused to give up. This woman, you're going nowhere. You can't go now. There are certain people who give up too fast. Just a little, you know, slight move, they're already discouraged. They are tired. You cannot live like that in this kingdom. You cannot live like the just shall live by their faith. Are we here together? Are we here together? You need to have this understanding because it needs to sink. There is a fight that is called the fight of faith. The fight that is about holding on to the things that God has promised you. You must insist and say, devil, no way. You are not taking anything. What belongs to me is what? Mine. I am carrying my miracle job this time around. I am starting my business this time around. No devil can stop it. I lay hold. I received it when the prophetic word came. I received it when I saw it in scripture. I received it when the man of God said it. And now it is mine. And when you leave, the devil is trying to say, it is not yours. Are you sure you can still hold on? Just leave it. Forget about it. Next year. I'm not coming next year. It is what? Now. There are two kinds of faith you must engage in scripture. If you don't know these two kinds of faith, you'll miss out. Number one is called violent faith. Number two is called persistent faith. Violent and persistent faith. Violent and persistent faith. You need to have that kind of faith. If you don't have that kind of faith, the devil will take a lot of things that you're supposed to enjoy. Violent faith is the kind of faith that takes it by force. Somebody say by force. Whether the devil likes it or not, I take it what? By force. The Bible says in Matthew 11:12, the kingdom of God suffereth what? Violence. And the violent take it how? By force. You don't sit around there and just say, okay, let's just, no way, I'm taking it. It is mine. No matter what the devil does, no matter what he's saying, I am violent and aggressive about this. You have to be aggressive. You can't be smiling at the devil or smiling at that situation or embrace misery, embrace pain, embrace disadvantage, embrace weakness, embrace fear. Never! You tell yourself, I am taking it how? By force. That's how you take it. Say, right from the time of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And it's only the violent people that are taking it. So those who are not violent will not take it. Those who are not violent will not take it. Those who are not violent will not take it. Somebody tell yourself, I'm going to be violent about this. Blind Bartimaeus was violent about his miracle. They said, shut up. He said, what? Are you? They said, shut up. He said, Jesus, thou son of David. If this guy passed here today, this is my position. Only on this, he's passing here today and you're telling me to shut up. I've been hearing about him blind all my life. I'm not comfortable with my condition. And he shouted again. The Bible said he shouted the more. Even when they said stop, he shouted the more. Have you been to the hospital before? Those who have emergency, everybody will have dates, 3 months time, 7 months time. Then somebody shows up and say, I'm dying now. Do something. So, they say there's no bed space before. They will move somebody out of the bed and put this one there. Say, you stay on the mat on the floor first. Let's attend to emergency. There are certain cases that are emergency now, that between today and next week, it has to be dealt with, or else there will be shame in somebody's life. I declare in the name of Jesus, heaven is attending to that matter. I say heaven is attending to that matter. There are some people, if nothing is done, your family members will mock you. If nothing is done, people will laugh and say, what God are you serving? Today, in the name of Jesus, as I introduce you to this violent faith, may your heart be steered and you lay hold of what belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, she will not settle until you get it. She will not be restless and you will hold it. She will carry your own job. She will have your own miracle. She will celebrate your testimony. Somebody let your amen roar. Violent faith suffered violence, and the violent taking how? By force. Don't tell me that. I've been blind all my life. There's one opportunity. I'm not sure I will pass this place again. I'm not sure I will do anything again. Somebody say, there will be another time. No! My time is now. There are people that God has said to that today, this morning, is their own testimony. You now see now, just say, we just came for Thanksgiving alone. Eh? In the midst of the Thanksgiving, whenever people come to celebrate and give thanks to God, heaven releases things. If you are ready to receive it, you can. On the last day of the feast, Jesus Christ stood and he said, whoever is thirsty, let him come to me. In other words, they've been doing the feast and people have been receiving. He said, but I perceive that there are some people that need to receive something. And he said, this is the last day of the feast. He said, but whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever needs to drink, let him show up. He said, for today, out of their belly will flow. He was prophesying something in the future, but he said, come and take it now. Come and take it now. Everyone that needs to take something in this place, a breakthrough, a healing, a miracle, I declare, you are laying hold of it now in the name of Jesus. The second one is persistent faith. You'll be persistent. The faith that possesses your possession by force. Persistent. I'm not stopping until I get it. I'm not stopping until I see it. What belongs to me belongs to me. No devil can take it. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Look at it. Deuteronomy chapter 2 verse 24. Deuteronomy 2. Now look at everybody, let's read it together in concert. Once you go now, rise up. Take your journey. Can you see it now? Do what? There are certain things you cannot take until you rise. That's why I said arise, shine. You can't shine if you are not willing to rise. You must rise with anger in your heart. That enough is enough. What devil is this? What nonsense is this? I can't take this anymore. Whatever you are comfortable with will become your own peril. But when you say, I am no longer comfortable, Satan has to take his hand off. When the heat is hot, Satan knows what to do. But when you give him comfort in your space, he relaxes. Rise up, take your journey, and pass over the river Arnon. He said, behold, I have given into thy hand what? I've given what? Into your hand. I have given him into your hand. Someone say, I've given him. I have given him. If God said he has given him, why are you rising? Why do you need to do anything? He said, rise up, take your journey. I have given what? Into your hand. King of Heshbon. And his what? In other words, the land belongs to you. Why? We should just relax and be okay. But guess what he said? Begin to possess it and contend with him in battle. I have given it to you. But you have to rise up. Take your journey. Go and face that devil. Rise up. Take your journey. Confront that situation. And tell that situation, I heard God say he had given this thing to me. I have come now to take what belongs to me. You persist and say, no, you cannot. You say, shh, get out of my space. No, don't tell me that. I know who I am. I know what I have. You can't talk me out of it. Many people have been talked out of their possession, talked out of their miracles, talked out of their breakthrough, and they settled for less. I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice here. You will not settle for less in the name of Jesus. The word lay hold means to hold on to something, refuse to let go, maintain possession. Take possession of your healing, maintain it. Take possession of your breakthrough, maintain it. Take possession of all that God has given to you, maintain it. It's not the time to start crying and start saying, why Satan? No! Take possession and maintain it. Take possession and maintain it. Take possession and maintain it. Remind yourself that you are taking possession and you are maintaining it. What God has said to me, I take possession. You stand your ground and you tell every devil, get out. He said, lay hold. Lay hold of eternal life. The same way you say, lay hold of your breakthrough. Lay hold of your miracle. Lay hold of the promise. Lay hold of what God has said to you. Lay hold of your marriage. You are yet single, but you see the marriage. You don't have that office yet, but you see the office. You have seen it in the spirit. Where do you lay hold of it? From the spirit realm, you bring it into reality. And you'll be able to say one day, I saw it, and now it is here. In this kingdom, we see things first before we bring it. If you cannot see it in the spirit, you cannot bring it in reality. You will never be able to bring it. So you must see it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? You must see it. You must see your change of levels. You must see a rise. You must see a raise. You must see a transformation. You must see a lift. Whatever you see is what you have access to seize. You cannot seize what you have not seen. You cannot lay hold of what you have not seen yet. So I don't know what you are seeing. I don't know what somebody is saying. The devil might be lying to some people and tell them all manner of things. Now you see, people have been testifying. It's only you remaining now. You have not testified. Ah, it's funny enough. And you came, all of you came for these 20 days. Look at you now. Look at me. Don't tell me that. I hold on to the word of God. I hold on to what God has said. I believe that God's word is yea and amen. And what he has said will come to pass in my life. Somebody under the sound of my voice, I pray that the Lord strengthen your conviction this morning in the name of Jesus. So you must lay hold. You believe you have received your new job, and the devil is saying, but there's no email to prove. Nobody has called you. It's not visible yet. You tell him, shut up. I see the email already. I see it in the spirit. I see it in the spirit. You draft it in your heart and you see it. And you present it before God. So I've seen it. I'm laying hold of it already. I'm preparing for office already. I'm already preparing myself. I know that it will come to pass. No devil can stop it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Yes. You lay hold of these things. I'm not seeing it physically, but I have seen it in the spirit. And sometimes you have seen something physically and even collected it, and Satan will still attack you. I gave an illustration. Or let me give an illustration. Just imagine that you are here, and during the course of the meeting, you probably received a healing, a financial breakthrough, you know, favor or something. And all the microphones here represent the things that God has given to you. You don't think that the devil will just sit down and say, enjoy. No. He's a thief. What is the work of a thief? What belongs to another person. But you cannot just sit down there and say, yes. No. Anything that God has given to you, Satan wants to steal it by all means. So as a Christian, that's why I'm saying the fight of what? Faith. Faith is simply saying that the word of God over your life, the things that God has given to you, Satan is going to come for it, but you must tell him, you cannot take my joy. Never. It belongs to me. My healing belongs to me. My miracle belongs to me. I've received this thing already. In the spirit, I have received it. Some of us have even received it physically. You are healed. No sign and symptom at all. Only for you to get back home 2 weeks later. Satan now says, are you sure you are healed? You. Check your back. Then you do like this. I see there's no small pain here. You and Satan, you have started discussion. Don't discuss with the devil. He's an idiot. You don't discuss with a liar. A liar is full of what? Lies. Jesus said he is the father of all liars. He will look at you and say, can't you see? Everybody has moved. You are not moving. Can't you see? Look at the way your life is going. Look, many things. You must learn how to combat and fight. That's why we have what they call the shield of faith. He said, wherewith you'll be able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. They are fiery darts. Someone say fiery darts. Do you know what a fiery dart is? It is like an arrow that is shot in your direction that's coming with fire. The lies of Satan, they are like fire. They are hot. They look so real. Like it is true. I don't have those things. Hey, they deceive me. Have I been? God is not a man that he should lie. Neither the son of man that he will repent. If there is anything to doubt, not the word of God, doubt your doubts. that your own doubt doubt it. Because heaven and earth will pass away, the word of God will never pass away. Am I communicating somebody here this morning? Why I'm preparing your heart is because so many people have received a lot of things. There is joy in your heart about the things that you have received, but you must not allow Satan come around you. Because if you allow Satan, he will make a mess of everything. Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid the price for our salvation. He paid the price for our healing, for deliverance from oppression, freedom from poverty, deliverance from sin, and a life of total dominion. Jesus has paid the price, and I am laying hold of what he has said. Sometimes you have not seen everything physically, but you have seen it with the eye of faith. And I've told you that when you see something with the eye of faith, if you can hold on, no devil will stop it. Everything that manifests in the physical once existed in the spiritual. And where we lay hold of things first is in the supernatural realm. Are you getting what I'm saying here? The spiritual realm. You lay hold of it. You tell the devil, get out. There's nothing you can do. Some miracles are instant, like the ones that will happen even this morning. All of a sudden, I received the call and it is done. All of a sudden, this has happened. And there are some other miracles that will take a little bit of time for them to manifest, depending. For instance, God has settled the matter of the healing of the Smith-Wigglesworth's wife, but it took time for it to manifest. That means they were persistent. Persistent. So violent faith, you take it now. Persistent faith, if they are saying things that look like they're saying, you say, I'm not giving up on that thing. Never. It is mine. It takes persistent faith to take marriage, because you can't take marriage now and take it now and say you are married today, this morning. Am I making sense here now? You can say, you are married now. You say, amen. Then we'll just turn this service to a wedding ceremony. That means you will hold on. Even if there's no relationship, you already see yourself in a relationship. Eh? Did I tell you of the lady, my friend, many years ago, she would tell me, "Mom, my wedding is coming very soon." She said, "Although there's nobody, but my wedding is coming very soon." I said, this girl could deceive me. You know, Anna, you'll be deceiving me. I said, yeah. Sometimes you'll say it and I'll just say, "May God help us." She said, "My wedding is coming very soon. And you see, it's going to be a very nice, handsome man." She said those things quick. Words are powerful. Only for her to walk into the banking hall one day and a young guy saw her. As he started, the discussion, that noticed that when they entered the bank, that guy likes her. And she said, I like her. He said, no, the way he was looking at you, likes you. Very nice, handsome guy sitting there. And all of a sudden, the next time they went to the bank, you know, you can play out dreams, though. So they organized, walk to the person and be the one to attend to you. And she stayed there to attend. And he said, this girl has seen before. After that, can I have your contact? Oh, why not? Like magic Bluetooth and Wi-Fi. So the connection, just imagine that her sister said it and she said, no. But she has been saying that her husband will come. She has been saying that he's a handsome guy. She usually tell me many times that my husband will be more handsome than you. Because my friend, we're very close. You know, I said, I hear you. Amen. No problem. Until the guy came. And when I saw him, I said, wow, this is beautiful. This can only be God. If you don't stop talking, you will not stop working in the miraculous. You must learn to speak. You must believe it with all your heart. Do you know at a particular point when she said those things, after about a year, it looked like a delay. Then some people met her and they were asking. No people were asking. Somebody that you are already, how old are you? They're already asking. How about this now? Your younger sister is married already. This one is already planning marriage. How about you now? I hope all is well, though. All is well. It's okay, no problem. Your own too will come. You know, some prayers, they look like mockery. Hey, are you getting what I'm saying here? Miraculously, just last 2 weeks or thereabouts, guy was ordained a pastor already. I'm telling you, you know, there are many things she was saying. You just be looking like it's a dream. He's like, how can it happen? I just saw it. Was it last week? The Redeemed did last week. Was ordained pastor already because of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. If you can see it there, you will have it here. If you can see it in the spirit, you will have it here. Everything that belongs to you, that the devil has been clouding your mind so that you will not see, I declare, you are seen now in the name of Jesus. You are laying hold of it now in the name of Jesus. No devil will take it again in the name of Jesus. Let me show you something here as I begin to wrap up. Matthew chapter 8. Matthew chapter 8. Give me the person's translation. Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8 verse 9. Luke chapter 8, verse 9, the Passion's Translation. Later, his disciples came to him and asked him privately what deeper meaning was found in the parable. He gave the parable of a sower. Are we here together now? Now look at Jesus is speaking right now. Go ahead. He said, you have been given a teachable heart to perceive the secret things and the mysteries of God's kingdom. But to those who do not have listening hearts, my words are merely stories. Even though they have eyes, they are blind to the true meaning of what I say. Even though they listen, they won't receive full revelation. Go ahead. Here then is the deeper meaning of my parable. The word of God is the seed that is sown in the heart. Now, during 20 days of glory, we've sown a lot of seeds. The word of God. We have spoken the word. Some people have received instance because, truth be told, there are some seeds you will plant, like beans, maybe the next 4 days or 1 week. I mean, how long does it take for that thing to show? If you drop a beans seed on the floor, bean seed, it doesn't take any long time. Just before you know it, it's already showing something is coming out. So some people receive very instant. But look at what he's saying now. He said, the word of God is the seed that has been sown. And where has the word of God been sown? In your heart. Are we here together now? The hard path represents the hard hearts of men who hear the word of God. But the slanderer, Satan, quickly does what? Snatch away what was sown in their what? Hearts. And keep them from believing and experiencing salvation. So everything that was said, all the things that was said, after 20 days of glory now, you go back just one week, Satan begins to question, are you sure that thing they said? Are you sure it's just, you're just excited about it. Maybe you should just relax. You're believing too much. You can't believe too much. If you have not seen something, you can't believe too much. The proof of too much belief is manifestation. Until there is manifestation, you have not believed too much. You are believing too much. You are just holding on to this thing. Don't let anybody deceive you. Satan engaging you in serious discussion and you are listening. Competently listening and you continue. He will finish you. Don't ever engage in a dialogue with the devil, the liar. The Bible says the seedling falling on the gravel represent those who initially responded to the word with what? Joy. Initially they responded, oh, I receive it. Yes, thank you, Pastor. Amen. I so believe. Oh, when Pastor said it, I really believe it was my word. My word has come to me. That service. So. But soon after, when a season of harassment of the enemy and difficulty came to them, he said they withered and fell away, for they have no roots in the truth, and their faith is temporary. That's why I say persistent faith. You see, when those things are said and you're excited, your joy must not be stolen. If the devil steals your joy, he has stolen your miracle. If the devil steals your joy, he has stolen the breakthrough. If the devil steals your joy, he has stolen the testimony. Don't ever allow the devil steal your joy. Guy, don't ever. The Bible says it there. So they received it with joy. They were excited about it. But all of a sudden, the devil will show up. He's the adversary. He's the enemy. He's the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the devil eventually showed up. And when the devil came around, the Bible says that because the seed fell, the next one now, the first one we're reading for. Okay, let's move to the next one. The seed that fell on the wheat. No, go back. You moved already. Time. The seed that fell on the wheat represents the heart of those. I like this one. You need to understand it. Heart of those who hear the word of God, but their growth is quickly choked off by their own words, anxious cares. Another translation says the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches. The riches of this world and the fleeting pleasures of this life. This is why they never become mature and fruitful. So the reason they were not mature and fruitful was not because the program was not successful. It was not because the word of God was not preached. But the word of God that was preached, he said it profited us, but it didn't profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in their hearts. Not being mixed with faith in the heart of those that believed, they received it. Not being mixed with faith. Faith is something that has to be tenacious. Faith is something that you have to hold on to tight. Faith is something that you have to lay the hold. The Bible says the fight of faith, lay hold. Seize it. It's yours. Take it. Are you sure it will ever work? Tell the devil, shut up. I'm sure. My confidence and the fact that I believe that it's sure is not based on my faithfulness. It is based on the faithfulness of. Listen, don't miss morning prayer for the next 10 days, this week and next week. I'm having faith series. 5 days of laying hold. Yes. Every day, I've given capsules that you will hold on to. Because testimonies will keep flowing like that in here, over and again, over and again, over and again. Ah, the person who is about to receive it just shouted a loud amen. The seed that fell on the good soil, fertile soil, represent those lovers of truth. Someone say, I'm a lover of truth. Hey, I can't hear you. I'm a lover of truth. When the word of God is preached, it is truth. And you have to be a lover of what? The truth. Every time you are shown from scripture, the things of God, you have to love it. You have to treasure it. This is the word of God. Thy word have I hidden in my heart. I take the word of God. I believe it more than my very life. If God has said it, I believe it. That settles it. No devil can take it. I love your word, oh God. You have spoken about my breakthrough, about my healing, about my deliverance, about my transformation. And I receive it with joy. I'm excited that this is the portion of the saints in the land of the living. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I will carry my testimony. I shall not die. I will live all that God has said. They are yea and they are amen. You lock yourself up and you are celebrating. You are rejoicing. You are celebrating. Just this morning, I was up by myself and I started playing my praise song and I was just dancing and celebrating. God, thank you, Jesus. I'm excited because I see something big and major coming and no devil can stop it. And one of the ways to take a delivery is to believe the word of God. Revival says, rejoice in the truth. Rejoice in the truth. Rejoice in the truth. When you rejoice in the truth will set you free. Any truth of God's word you don't rejoice in, you can't receive the benefits. If God has given you truth about favor, rejoice in it. If God has given you truth about a miracle, rejoice in it. If God has given you truth about a healing, rejoice in it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Is somebody getting what I'm saying here? Lovers of truth who hear it deep within their word heart, they respond. How do they respond? How do they respond? How do they respond? You will cling. Somebody say cling. You know what it means to cling on something? Eh? You cling, you hold on tight. This word that has been given to me, no devil anywhere. You cling. They want to take it away from your hand. You know why you cling? Because there is a thief. If you know that you are in a room with somebody that is a thief, maybe you have a partner or a companion that is a thief, maybe a wife that steals your money at night, brother, you will not just keep your money like that. You will cling to it. You will look for an inner pocket and put it inside. Fat shay liar. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When you are aware that there's a criminal, you will cling. When you are careless, the criminal will take it. You are aware that the enemy, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to devour. So what do you do with your healing? You cling to it. What do you do with your breakthrough? You cling to it. What do you do with your new job? You cling to it. What do you do with the finances that God has given to you? You cling to it. You see the breakthrough of a new office, of a new office space, of a new employment. You do what? You cling to it. Your mind, you hold it. When Satan comes, you say, never, never. It's a lie. I see the word of God. I believe the word of God. No devil can take it out of me. It is settled. No devil, no witch. I hold on to the word of God. That's how people get testimonies. Because the devil, you heard it, he's the master of mind games. He knows how to play mind games. He will show you all manner of pictures that you see. You're about to repeat that pattern. Look at you. Shut up. I'm the beginning of a new order. I don't repeat patterns. I don't repeat patterns. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He's saying, listen, let me tell you. As I'm looking at you, can't you see what happened to that, your uncle? You are very close to it. I am not my uncle. I am not my uncle. Whatsoever is in Christ is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I am born of God. The Spirit of God lives inside of me. I'm not an ordinary person. I put on the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not making provision for the flesh. I'm not making provision for the devil. I cannot repeat old patterns because I am the beginning of the new one. You stay like that, you hold on to the truth. You shout the devil down. If you see a thief that is coming around, you don't just keep quiet and say, oh yeah, take everything you like. You say, get out, get out, get out, get out. Leave my space, leave my space. You know how many people, all this one chance stuff, you just know that the person around is coming close to your purse. I say, ah, what's happening? What's happening? Ah, he says he's too close. They say, help us hold the keke mara, hold the clothes. How many of you have heard clothes before? Kai. You hold it, they say, hold it, madam, help us hold it now. The rain is going to come. No rain, no sun, they'll still say, hold it. Because they know that they don't want you to cling to your bag. They don't want you to cling to your purse. Because if you cling to your purse, they will not enter. But if you leave that and you lose your guard, before you close your eyes and you open it, you would have gotten to a bus stop, then you realize that. Ah. By the time you check like this, home baby, fool. That's what the devil does. So the devil will come with symptoms and say, ah, you testify. Now, I can see that the lump has gone down. The devil will say, down. Does down mean that it has gone all? What is down? Who told you that this thing cannot? There's a gland in your body that is called pectoral saccharosal gland. It will soon start, isn't it? It should do bad as if it did science. He will not start telling you something that, listen, let me tell you something. When you shouted, the pain left because the release of testosterone in your body and the chromoglobins, you two, you are still listening to Satan. You are still listening to that. Are you, what lecture are you looking for? Tell the devil, get behind me. The first time Jesus listened to Satan, he was talking trash. He listened to Satan, he was talking, the third time, the Bible says, and he resisted him. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee. Don't entertain rubbish in your head. Don't let the devil put depression in your mind. Don't let the devil put fear in your mind. Don't let him put anxiety in your mind. You are a Christian. And the Bible says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our word, faith. That's what overcomes. Is there an overcomer here today? Are you sure there's an overcomer here today? Now listen, write this down. Write this down. It will help you. So to lay hold of the things that God has given you, number one, believe the word of God already is settled. Believe it. The Bible says, therefore I say to you, whatsoever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will do what? Have them. Believe. It's the word of God. Believe that you put it on the screen, please. Mark 11:24. Whatsoever you ask, believe that you do what? Receive them. This morning now, instantly, I'm going to be praying and declaring prophetically. And I'm going to be declaring prophetically, things are going to shift in the life of people. Some people know what they used to look like 20 days of glory 2024. And you know what you look like today. And I'm telling you that what you will look like by 2026, even the devil is scared of it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Many of us, some people, you knew where you used to be. You knew where you used to be. You knew where you used to be. But God has brought you out. He has raised you from the dunghill. And he has set you in a spiritual terrain where you can now serve God. Before, the devil told you you will never serve God. There are some of you who told you that 1 year you would have gone back. You will backslide. You that I know. But look at you. 1 year after, you are still there. And in the next 10 years, you will still be there. From glory to glory. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That is the prophetic word. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when the devil comes, tell him, shut up. 10 years after, I'll be here. Till I leave the face of the planet Earth, I'll be singing and dancing. Until I see him in eternity. Tell the devil that. And some people are scared. You are scared to become Christian. You know why? Satan has told them that you cannot serve God. I know your weakness. How did Satan know your weakness? Because you are the one shouting everywhere that, it's my weakness, my weakness. He said, let the weak say I am strong. I don't have any weakness. I don't have any weakness, Satan. I don't know the one you're talking about. He said, I don't have any weakness. I gave room to the flesh. That's why that thing happened. It's not a weakness. God did not desire anybody with a permanent weakness. It is flesh that brings it. It is sin that brought all those things. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Number two, refuse to waver. Refuse. Refuse to waver. Number one, believe the word of God. Number two, refuse to waver. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. The Bible says, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief. That's Abraham now. Romans chapter 4 verse 20. Romans 4, 20, please. But for Romans 4, 20, please. 20. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but was strong in what? Faith. He was what? Strong in faith. He was what? Strong in faith. Then what is the proof that the guy is strong in faith? Giving glory to God. So you see, when you are crying, you are not strong in faith. When you are saying, I'm finished, you are not strong in faith. The proof that you are strong in faith is that you'll be smiling and saying, that thing I just heard cannot happen. Wow, Satan, you are a liar. Oh, mad you. Then you start singing, you start celebrating, you start, are you getting what I'm saying now? The Bible says he did not waver, he staggered not, meaning that he did not accept the lie of the devil one moment. He staggered not at the promise of God. Every promise that you have received in this meeting, the promise of a new job, the promise of a greater opportunity, the promise of a healing, and some of us already, you are laying hold of it, you have been healed in these 20 days, delivered, testimonies have come, you will not lose your ground on it in the name of Jesus. No devil can take it away from you in the name of Jesus. And say that you are holding on and you're not wavering. Keep speaking. Tell your neighbor, keep speaking. The Bible says the word is near thee, even in thy mouth, the word of faith which you do what? Speak. The word of faith which you do what? Speak. The word of faith which you do what? Speak. If faith is in your heart, it must come out from your mouth. If it does not come out from your mouth, it's a lie. Anything that comes out from your mouth is what is in your heart. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. Hey, I don't die, oh, that's what is in your heart. Hey, cannot walk, that's what is in your heart. I'm finished, that's what is in your heart. But when you say, I shall not die but live and declare the word of the Lord, that is what is in your heart. When you say, it is working for me, things are getting better, lines are falling onto me in pleasant places, I am riding upon the high places of my life, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. That faith in your heart must show in your mouth. If God does not hear it, God does not listen to heart. He looks at heart, he listens to mouth. He looks at heart, he listens to mouth. And whenever he looks at heart and mouth, if they are matching, that's faith. If heart does not rhyme with mouth, it's hypocrisy. If mouth is saying something and heart is saying another thing, it's hypocrisy. You are deceiving yourself. So when God checks, he wants to see what is in the heart and what is where in the mouth. Is anybody getting this illustration? Are you getting this thing today? My assignment is to teach it so clear that even if a kindergarten comes to church, we understand it. It's not, I don't want it to be deep. The pastor is very deep. No, today no deep. When we did sight, we were deep small. Today we are not deep. As simple as we can be. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Then you continue speaking. Somebody say, continue speaking. You realize that the lump is there. I say it's dry. In the name of Jesus, the growth is gone. I don't feel it anymore. I don't feel it anymore. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for drying up this lump. Thank you because it is gone. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Tomorrow you sleep and the devil says, look at his leg. He says, no. It is gone. In the name of Jesus. They that observe lying vanity, they forsake their mercy. I'm not observing lying vanities because I cannot forsake my mercy. The mercy of God is new and he has healed me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The lump is dried. In the name of Jesus. The pain is gone. In the name of Jesus. I've been delivered. I've been set free because Jesus has done it for me. You'll be confessing it and saying it and saying it and saying it. Then the next thing is you now start singing it. From talking, you'll be singing it. O tishe o, baba tishe o, o unton ba mi leru, baba tishe o, o unton ba mi leru, baba tishe o, o unton ba mi leru, baba tishe o. You'll be saying it, you'll be declaring, it is done. Thank you, Jesus, the owner of my soul. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy to be praised. In all generation, there is no one like you. Alpha and Omega, you are worthy. I'm not talking about singing in church. Sing in your room, in your room, in your corner, in your corner. In the church, everybody is singing, you will sing. Whether they force you, if you don't want to, I'll force you. I'll say, brother, stand up. Sister, stand up. You will sing. I'm talking about singing that defies your flesh. Your flesh does not want to sing, but you compel your spirit. Like David said, my soul magnify the Lord. You compel and say, stand up now and start dancing. Then you start dancing. You start dancing. I never knew you will honor me this way. I never knew you will honor me this way. I never knew you will honor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. You have honored me this way. They have not sent email. Oh. They have not sent anything. You are already telling yourself that, thank you, Jesus. Oh, what a glorious job I have. What a wonderful job. Hey, see my beautiful officer. I'm walking in this thing. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And you start singing. Emmanuel has done it again. Oh. Emmanuel has done it. You'll be singing. The devil will be wondering that. You know, you can make the devil almost run mad. Have you had? No, maybe you have not. There are some kind of toxic relationship where a guy is in a relationship with a girl, and the guy makes you feel like everything you are seeing is so rubbish that you start asking whether you are mad. You do something that is right, and it makes you feel like you are wrong. Everything you are wrong. Have you been in that kind of relationship? At the point you wake up one morning and say, "He said blue." He said, "What is blue? How can that be blue?" I say, "Boy, it is blue." So, look at you. You're just waking up and you're just seeing anything. That's how the devil does. He'll make you feel as if there's no. It's manipulation. Narcissists do that a lot. Manipulate you to the point where reality becomes false. You can't even believe by yourself. In fact, they can tell you that, can't you see you? You are not existing. You say, but I'm here. I say, look at you. It's your spirit I'm seeing. And you'll be believing it. That's how terrible lies can be. Is anybody going to say here now? Is somebody ready to celebrate in this service? So you start giving thanks to God. You focus. You hold on to God. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Tell the devil, it is done. I have my miracle. I have my breakthrough. See yourself in your new shop space. See yourself in your new office space. See yourself running that app already. See yourself launching that app already. See yourself running that fashion outfit already. See yourself having that culinary school already. See yourself having that business established already. And you see yourself in your convocation gown. Some people matriculation gown. Can you see yourself in your new office? Can you see your business partner giving you a handshake? They are transferring the document to you. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Hey, can you see it now? Can you stand up if you are seeing it? Can you say, I see it. I see it. I see it. It is mine. Can you see yourself with your baby? Can you see yourself marching down the aisle with your husband? Can you see yourself gathered with your children? Can you see the reunion of your family in love? Can you see it right now, child of God? Somebody say, I can see it. Can you declare, I can see it? Can you shout it, I can see it? Can you shout it, I can see it? I want you to close your eyes and see something. See it, see it, see it. Whatever it is you wrote in your prayer point, start seeing it. Whatever you wrote in the paper, start seeing it. Whatever you sent to us via email, start seeing it. Start seeing it now. You have to see it. You have to see your results. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. See it. See it. See it. See it.
You have to see your children around you. Can you see them? Can you see them? You have to see that business. Can you see that new vehicle? That new van that you have been praying for. Can you see it? That new truck that you need for your business. Can you see it? You need to close your eyes and see it. Because God said to Abraham, as far as your eyes can see, I'm giving it to you. Lepene get the level shot. If you have not submitted your answered prayer slip, it's a good time. As prayer will be going on, you need to submit your answered prayer slip because we are praying now. Whatever you are seeing, can you start saying it? Can you start saying it? Wow, what a wonderful officer. Wow, what a glorious life. Can you see your spiritual life bouncing and say, wow, I am stronger. I am praying in the Holy Ghost. I'm studying the word of God. I am establishing faith. I see myself firebrand. I see myself leading in the life that God has called me to live. Can you see yourself? Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here. Can you see it? Can you feel it? The King of Glory is here. Let me hear you now. A shamana kabarega deleba sodesh. Irakatana da 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 da. Esutene ketele boshana ba 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 ba. Ebrene ketisi broko sokotolosh. Eswana gadara ba 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 ba. Esene ketele boshana ketele bosandele aba. Eratana manaka ba 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 ba. Lay hold of your job. Lay hold of your miracle. Some of you can get it in 24 hours. Some of you can get it before you get home. It depends on what you're asking for. Some can be instant. Some will take process. But lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. Ashamana kadara ba 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 ba. Ebrene Jesus ibregedele boshandele. Ekronomo nogodolo boshadaba. Walk into that property. Walk into that property. Get an architect to draw your plan for you. Because you are going to move into that building. It will not be long. Can you see that whipping machine you want to buy? See it, it is yours. See it, it is yours. Can you see that printing gadget? See it. Can you see that property? See it. Can you see the amount of millions you want to send to China for that product? See it. See it. See a firebrand believer, a firebrand man. See yourself with your children. See yourself in your business space. See yourself the way God has ordained. Don't look at the devil. Don't listen to the devil. Can you see? Up your hand wherever you are. I want you to shout it loud. Say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I lay hold of the word of God. My miracle, my breakthrough, my testimony, they are mine. Manifest now. Manifest now. Lift up your voice and pray passionately. Passionately. My prayer points are turned to testimony. My prayer points are turned to testimony. My prayer points are turned to testimony. And shemen nage de lebosoy. Swana gaga 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 gaga. Eruate nage de lebosha. Beniana kosusu. Beniana kosuse. Eruate eruate. Many kind eruade. Many kind eruade. Asha ba 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 ba. Asha nage de lebereke de lebos. Swene nage de lebos shande eruate na. Rakata da 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 da. Satan, get your hand off my breakthrough. Get your hand on my job. Get your hand on my body. I am healed now. I am healed now. I am healed now. I am delivered now. Shemeneke de leboruan. Pray. Pray. In the next 30 seconds, pray. splendor of your majesty, deep within my spirit sing, holy, holy. In the splendor of your majesty, from deep within my spirit sing, in the splendor of your majesty, deep within my spirit sing, morning. God, this is the last day. This is the last day. This is the last day. I prophesy, whatever the desire of your heart, according to the desire and your hunger, I declare right now, receive that testimony in the name of Jesus. Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. That document is approved in the name of Jesus. That door is open in the name of Jesus. Opportunity granted in the name of Jesus. You devil, I silence you permanently. And I declare him henceforth, you hear the voice of Jesus. You hear the voice of comfort. You hear the voice of salvation. You hear the voice of healing. You hear the voice of celebration. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening here tonight, this last day. We call that all the angels that have worked with us for the past 20 days in this meeting, in a convocation right now, I ask Almighty Father for the minister to the hair of salvation. Every ministration that has to be done to avert shame, to avert pain, to avert reproach, to avert discouragement, I declare right now, angels, deliver those testimonies in the name of Jesus. But you can't rejoice over me. Never. Go back home today. Some things, if you need to go and get an architect, see the plan, there's been a property since, project that have been abandoned since. I came to announce to somebody, every abandoned projects, I declare, they will be completed in the name of Jesus. 8 months from now in the name of Jesus. 12 months from now in the name of Jesus. Projects that have been left abandoned, building projects, business projects, career projects, I declare right now, execution with speed in the name of Jesus. Please, choir, you are going to lead us in that fireful celebration, and I'll make the declarations. Yes, yes, I'll make the declarations. Are we here together? When I make the declarations, it will be settled. Are you getting what I'm saying? You just reminded me that we should take the offerings first. Then not. Okay, so let's sit and take the offerings immediately. That we'll stand again. Very good, very good. Let's take our offerings immediately. Emmanuel has done it again, oh Kai. Emmanuel has done it again, oh. Emmanuel has done it again, oh. I have come to celebrate. He has done it again, oh. Your joy will be full. I say your joy will be full. Your joy will be full. In the name of Jesus. Now listen. We receive our offerings this morning. At the same time, all the 20 days of glory sacrificial seed. I talked about it last week. And I steered our hearts and encouraged us and prompted us about God's leading. Whatever God has laid in your heart to give these 20 days of glory as a sacrificial seed. And say, this is my sacrificial seed. You can start giving it. We started last week. Some people have been giving through the week already. You can give this morning so that by the time we take the offerings, I'm going to be praying for all the seeds at the same time. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all your sons and daughters gathered here today. As we bring our offerings, our tithes, and 20 days of glory, sacrificial seed of honor to say, God, as I have dropped my prayer, I have dropped a seed as an incense that will burn.
you said to Cornelius, I have seen your prayer and your givings. I declare today, every heart that has given, everyone that has opened up their heart, may the God of heaven release astonishing blessings to you in the name of Jesus. Some people already started receiving the testimonies of their sacrificial seed already. The testimonies are already coming. And that's not all you will receive. That seed has a bigger harvest than you have received. So don't relax. It has the harvest is bigger than you are thinking of. Yes. Every seed, I declare, becomes a mighty harvest. In Jesus' glorious, precious, and mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.